This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, welcome back, perverts. Couldn't get enough, could you? Well, who am I to judge? I'm chained to the book from which I read. Now, gather round my open grave for the next chapter of Rude Tales of Magic, which begins now.
Welcome back to Rude Tales of Magic. None of our heroes are flies anymore. They're all normal-sized. If you consider Sasquatches normal-sized, I do. I'm tall. But even if I wasn't, I'm open-minded. It's been one single day. Our heroes greet the dawn in a beautiful hot spring fountain far off of the beaten path. The morning light reflects gently off of the morning dew, lighting all of you softly, beautifully.
Wow, we look great.
You look really stately, you know?
Oh, thanks, Alb.
Yeah. Albie is lighting candles around Bello.
Bello, how's the water? How do you feel? Do you feel like that's a good temperature for your body?
Oh.
Like, your body-wise.
You think this is the spot?
I mean, feel it. Like, it seems pretty nice.
Bello dips a toe in.
Yeah, oh, Bello. Oh, that feels good. It's a warm, hot spring. Feels very nice in there. You feel, oh my God. Oh, you feel, oh, you're the tension, any tension you had in your toe. That's none of my business if it was tense or not, but if it was, not anymore, baby.
Mm-hmm. I've got one!
Freddy runs up, clutching both hands together. He's caught something.
And he, come around, come, look. Mm. Oh, Bello. This is going to make things very pleasant indeed.
Huh?
And he opens up his hand, and there's a tiny fairy with a harp.
Oh.
Hello.
The fairy looks up and says, I'm a prisoner.
Uh-oh.
Do your job and you'll be free again.
You got it. And a one and a two, and I know what to do. And he starts, the fairy starts playing the harp.
Beautiful. You're very good.
Thank you.
All right, I guess I'll do it.
Do you feel ready? Is there an... I've got several different hairbrushes of varying bristle types.
Yeah, no, this feels pretty nice. And Bello has stripped down to his board shorts.
Nice, nice.
Wawa weewa. Sorry, I'm horny now. I don't know what to do about it.
Mr. Fry, do you have the cooking oils that feel good on fur?
Yes. I've got some nice, I don't have salts.
Okay, good. No salts.
I've got some nice olive oil that we can brush over his body. I also have some bamboo and reed. I'm just going to start. Stir Fry starts smacking the bamboo and the reed on Bello's back. Just hard enough that it's soothing.
Now, Bello, do you feel like when you look at me, does it feel more calming to see me in my normal outfit?
Uh-huh.
Or would it feel more calming if, like, I was in what seemed to be a comfortable robe for me? You know what I mean?
Huh. Feels like I know what
talking,
you definitely want.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if we were chatting and you were relaxing, would you want the other person to also be relaxing?
Yeah, I'm not a monster, Cordelia.
Okay, I don't
you
think
put on a robe.
Monster.
I don't think the robe is gonna like really affect it. I think what you should be asking is like, what? How would Cheddar want to see you?
Well, that's. I mean, you're the closest because you're gonna be.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
This. I don't know that a robe is the most like apologetic outfit.
I almost wonder if it feels like you're inviting him to an interlude.
Oh.
Or just, like, bragging that you're at a spa, you know? It's like, sorry, boss, but I'm having...
Right.
You know?
Right.
Did he ever give you any merchandise from the diner that you could wear?
I have this pin.
Yeah.
That's great.
Just want
it
to make.
It just showed up, though. I don't know.
Just want to get confirmation. I'm about to pour the oil. Is that cool, Bello?
Do you have any, like, olive oil? Great. Do you have, like, I don't know, like a tea tree oil or like a, you know, or something that's not just like, you know.
No, but the olive oil is rosemary infused.
All right, fine. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, good.
My body produces an oil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In great quantities?
No, look at me, no.
I think we'll stick with the olive, but thank you.
Sure. Back to the harp. I don't want to do what I know what to do.
Stir Fry pours the rosemary-infused oil all down Bello's back. He then takes out a sort of a curved scraping wooden device and starts scraping the oil off his back, spreading it around and also scratching that itch. You might recall this as something that the ancient Romans used to do in their famous baths de la Caravaggio.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, what's the famous bath I'm thinking of?
I believe it's De La Caravaggio, yeah.
I recall that it was something that the ancient Romans did in their baths, De La Caravaggio.
Yes, okay.
Yes, you might do that, yes.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Okay, I think it's ready. And Bello looks down, and you watch as his body changes. It grows in new shapes. His arms stretch down to the floor. His hair grows into a lustrous mane. His face elongates into a noble horse.
Yes,
and
yes,
the rest
yes.
of the body, also horse.
He's doing it.
He stands by the pool and does not enter it.
Stir Fry makes a big show out of not looking during this transformation. He won't try to make eye contact with Albie, but he will check in to see if she sees.
She does.
That he is not looking.
Yeah, no, she's watching.
Okay, do we have the meal?
Oh, yeah. So we've got some fruits. And then we thought maybe you wouldn't like fruits, so we also have...
I actually have a medley of grains mixed with raisins, craisins, and a little bit of feta. What? So, I have a mixture of grains with raisins, craisins, a little bit of feta.
Yeah, which felt like it maybe would be more horse tummy friendly.
The oats in the grains, definitely good call.
And the feta, it just sort of...
I tried to tell him not to do the feta.
It's kind of nice.
Can we talk about whether or not we want to just offer the steak?
You want...
The steak?
The steak?
Yeah, we have a steak as well.
I'll have a steak.
I just
do you think that tastes good to your horse mouth?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it's made of a very adjacent animal.
Super adjacent.
Yes, but so is pork to man, and we love it. Horse love beef.
Okay, let's just lay them all out. Yeah, because this is really... This is about what Cheddar wants.
Jeffrey rushes to the fire where he takes off a sizzling steak. Not medium rare, not medium well, just rare, baby. With a little bit of feta.
Sturf, can you hold the feta?
Yeah.
86 the feta, bro.
Okay, I'm just on a kick. He scrapes the feta off.
Albie is brushing Bello's mane.
It's tough because... I know the plan, but every part of my horse instinct says, don't get in the water, just to be a little shit.
Do you feel scared?
No.
Okay, so you just want to be a little shit?
Yeah. Oh, it's a horse thing.
Yeah, that's cute. Can I stay next to you while Cheddar comes around?
That seems fine, as long as Stir Fry's not around.
Oh, should I hide myself?
I think so. I think that would probably be best.
All right. Okay, so Stir Fry sort of moves away from the spring to the nearest spot where he could be, like, checking for people to come, if people are going to be coming by, right?
Yeah.
Albie, I think the best help would be if you could just, like, right before Cordelia calls for Cheddar, you just, like, stroked my tail a little.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Should I turn? I'll
just
turn
make
around.
Sure he doesn't kick me.
Oh, you wouldn't kick her, right?
Oh,
Cheddar might.
No, I don't think so.
Pleasure makes people do strange things, and I'm stopping listening now.
Okay, I'll do it. Cord, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you all after time is resumed.
I know, it's so weird. Okay.
Bello trots into the spring. And he does a little swim around in a little circle.
The temperature is perfect.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Cordelia looks Fellow straight in the horse eye.
Hey, Cordelia.
Cheddar.
And time freezes as Bellow disappears from the horse's eyes and Cheddar's eyes. The only physical thing that you really recognize from Cheddar, they appear and they look out at you from inside of this horse as Cheddar shouts, "Holy shit, did this guy just come? Jesus, this feels good! Whoa, no, Cordelia! Cordelia!
So nice, what a nice situation. Would you like a steak or some grains and craisins?
Holy shit, are you about to kill me? I'm sorry, no. I yelled at you, I'm sorry!
This is my sorry.
Your sorry?
This is our sorry.
This is with the whole group?
Yes.
He looks around, Cheddar and the horse looks around. Oh my god, this is amazing. Oh my god, you even hit the bird!
I did. I know sometimes it makes me a little upset.
Oh, thank you. Stressful presence.
But he did also participate in making sure that everything was set up right.
That's very sweet.
He made you a feta scraped steak.
Oh, well, I was just in a guy that ate.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm full.
That's okay.
But I appreciate the gesture.
Of course. It won't go to waste.
Okay, so you're going to eat it?
Well,
I'm in a horse right now. Horses are comfortable eating beef. They are the horses and the cows. No allies there.
Good to know.
Rivals, in fact. Oh, my God. I'm getting hungry just looking at it. Give me that steak.
Go ahead.
Give me
all
that steak.
You.
Oh, I wish it had a feta, though.
Oh, it's just a little bit. She's
no,
around.
No, it's fine. Okay. Time is all. Oh god. Oh.
Yum.
Oh, rare. All right.
Whoa. Okay. So I know that you're on a time limit, and I would like to say first of all, thank you for your time. I really appreciate you setting aside time.
Cordelia,
for your
don't do it. Don't do this. I don't like the. Don't be formal, please.
I
feel like you're my
it.
Employee. You're not my friend. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I yelled at you. But you can't trap me in a. You cannot trap me in a salt circle again.
I won't.
If you ever do that again, you will never see me again.
Okay.
Okay.
I won't.
Okay, I'm sorry I yelled. I'm sorry for that. That's the worst thing I ever did. Okay, so I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I forgive you.
Okay.
It's like you broke my arm and you were apologizing when the bone was sticking out, though. I didn't buy it before, but we...
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
of course.
We can be good.
I didn't realize, but that's not an excuse, and I am sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a list of questions for you that the group has put together. And I wonder if you would be amenable. Oh, no. I mean, hey, man, I think, would you
don't
be interested?
Pretend to not do it if you said it. Just like, what are the
I've
fucking
I've been
questions?
Practicing is the problem, and now it's like, don't now
so
do it.
You're so stressed out. I see you got, oh, God.
That was a big fight.
I see, there's a robe on the ground, and I could tell there was a big discussion.
I was like, do I wear the robe? Do I not wear the robe? I wasn't sure if you'd be more comfortable seeing me comfortable or if it was too, anyway. Okay.
Oh, I don't think about other people that much.
Oh, that's good. That's actually helpful, because then I could have just worn the robe. Okay.
What's your question? I've heard your friend. What's your question?
Do you know lexicon matters?
Oh, boy. I mean, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I know. You mean, yeah?
What do you, what?
What? How, yeah?
Gee, oh, fucking Cordelia. I know who he is. Yeah.
Do you know him personally?
No, I don't know him. Please, okay, you're gonna just keep doing this and asking me till I tell you. Okay, I know who Lexicon Matters is.
Okay.
So you remember that little prayer you did, the little anti-prayer back in college?
Yeah, for good summer.
Yeah, your unforgettable summer. Yeah. Oh, you're having it.
You're fucking telling me.
Yeah, fucking it. So look, hell.
Yeah.
It's a big place.
Yes. Okay, we saw a map. True.
Oh, and it keeps going. The more you think about it, the bigger it gets.
Yeah.
Every time somebody sins, it gets bigger. Oh, but what's the sins are contradictory? It's confusing.
Jeez.
But look, it's expensive. It's hard to keep the power on in hell. Sometimes it goes off for just a little bit.
What'd you do?
I didn't do shit.
Okay.
I turned the power off in hell. You think I'm crazy?
I don't know.
Sometimes they just turn it off for just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a few seconds.
Oh, it's load shedding.
It's a little, yes, exactly, but they do it, it's after, you know, a prime number of years so people can't get used to it, and
yeah.
When it's down, you know, they got the ironic punishments in hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure you're familiar with one religion.
Yeah.
You must be familiar with the concept of an ironic punishment.
Yeah.
Okay, the people get ironically punished.
Okay.
The guard rails go down. They're depowered.
Oh, like an electric fence?
Yeah, like an electric fence. Yeah, you know, like, you know, the thing in your world, like when lightning will strike a fence and the fence will be briefly electrocuted.
That's
yeah.
exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like an electric fence, but it was down. It was down for just a little bit. They didn't announce it, so it just goes down. People don't even know. You know, this doesn't make a sound. It doesn't
sure.
do nothing.
Sure.
But that was the exact moment when you guys had your little prayer. And I'm hipping and hopping, zipping and zopping around, and people, I jump into a security guard. I'm swinging my keys around, I'm whistling, and then the power goes out.
Oh.
And then a single finger moves the gate and escapes. That's Lexicon Matters. I figured out pretty quickly what's about to happen, right? Lexicon, he sees you, the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
He sees Lexicon Matters, he's getting these breaks out of his ironic punishment. He's breaking out of hell, right?
Holy shit.
It's scary, it's terrifying. He starts concentrating really hard, he looks up at the school, and I figure, oh shit, oh no, I gotta get out of here. Because I'm thinking, I'm gonna get blamed for this, right? Because I
yes.
get fucking blamed for everything.
Yes.
Because I can jump around the people, right?
But it's not your fault.
No, it's not my fault. Thank you. It's thousands of years. The first person to ever say it's not my fucking fault. It's not my fault.
And
it
it's not.
It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, the only person who matters is you, but yes, continue.
Well, that sounds like you're throwing it back in my face, but
no, that's just not what I'm trying to do.
I believed that before in my life, but not anymore. But
so cozy.
I jump in. I'm seeing the school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm figuring, oh my God, this is a big business opportunity. This is incredible for me.
Okay.
Because I'm always thinking ABC, you know?
Yeah, you're an entrepreneur.
Oh, it's a big time. I'm an entrepreneur. I just want to open a restaurant. I just want to do something.
No, that's a dream.
I can't have a body. I know you've seen the page. I don't have a body. I just want something to last.
Yeah.
Just something poignant with my name on it. It's not a crazy thing to ask for. So I jump up to the school.
Yeah.
I jump up to the school. But while I'm jumping, Lexicon Matters. It creates a huge crater in hell. Thank God I jumped. I would have been obliterated.
Oh,
the
shit.
The poor security guard, I left him behind. Whoa, he's dead.
He's
dead. And when you die in hell, we don't even know what happens next. It's bad.
Jeez.
Bad news. So I'm jumping up. I'm going up to the school, right?
Yes.
I'm going up to school. Let's come at us. He breaks the gates. He breaks a huge crater in hell. He tears at the very fabric of hell. Just a little bit. Hell's pretty strong. Just a little bit. He tears. And some stuff pops out, right?
Ew, wait, what? Out?
Yeah, some stuff pops out from the ground, from the bottom. It happens every once in a while.
Okay.
Terrible stuff, they plug it back up.
Yes.
And so, you know, I'm jumping up, I'm going to the school, and I'm looking around, I'm saying, well, who can I find? You know, I gotta find somebody. A little bit of it gets on me, I'm thinking I'm about to die.
Yeah.
Because I got all this ambition, right?
Yeah.
I want to make a restaurant, I'm full of ambition. This thing, I can feel it feeding on my ambition. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I jumped into a fucking hellbat, and I'm flying up there. It's eating away at me, the hellbat. And I look for the person I can find in that school with the least ambition.
That's me.
That's you. And I found you.
Oh, awesome.
I found you, and I figured that would be a safe spot, right? So I dump a little of it in you, so sue me.
I might. Why wouldn't you tell me that?
Because I want to be honest with you. You're apologizing to me. I shouldn't have told you that.
No, you should. Now you're being honest.
I just a little prick, Cordelia. I thought I was going to die in you. I thought you would kill it.
It's okay.
Because you don't have any ambition, so there's nothing for it to clasp onto. But we make our deal, and then we become friends. I didn't see that fucking shit coming.
I mean, I really didn't see any of this coming.
You can't blame me. You can see a lot.
I see sideways.
I wouldn't know. I've never been in there. We make a deal, right?
Yes.
And then I get out of there. And then I figure, we're done. Oh, you know, there's a problem in hell. Oh, Lexicon Matters, you school. What the fuck? I figure you're on your way for a big grand adventure. Gonna be a lot of dead bodies. I'll jump in, you know, one hand washes the other, blah, blah, blah. You know, we became friends. I did, that's it. That's everything. I thought it would be it. I thought that would be it.
Okay.
But it got bigger in you. Whoa. I didn't think.
Am I ambitious?
Well, no.
No,
but
not though.
You
right?
Just straight up, you're not. I made a good call, but then your fucking friend, your bone friend, I met in the jail.
No shit, he is.
He
ambitious.
Starts training you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It starts gurgling when he starts training you. It starts getting bigger. It was on its fucking. Oh my God! It was about to die, and then it gets bigger.
Mm.
Then it's in Rules Haven. You cast that big spell. It gets way bigger that time.
Yeah.
And the fucking Peebus. Oh. Fucking goddamn Peebus switches your bodies and it hitches right onto him.
Not a fan.
It's a big fucking problem now.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what happened. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's a yes on do you know Lexicon Matters?
Yeah, what's... What's your second question?
Okay. Shit, I'm supposed to remember all this. That's okay. Okay. Yeah, question number two. Do you know how to get PU Polaris University to this plane of reality once we get to hell?
Oh, yeah, but it's gonna be a situation where you gotta think, you know, who's the guy who brought it down there, right? It's Lexicon Matters.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm no getting schools across planes of reality expert, but I figure...
that guy's gonna know.
I would imagine it involves Lexicon Matters. Please be safe. I don't want you getting obliterated by him. Come on.
I mean, it's going to be your hometown, so give me all the info.
I don't have a hometown, Cordelia.
It's hell.
No, I don't have a hometown. It's hell is big. There's a, please.
Oh, yeah, that map.
Goes on infinitely.
Okay, well, you could come hang out.
I could come hang out?
Yeah, when we do that.
That's very sweet of you to offer, Cordelia.
Great.
Okay, great. I'll come hang out. Do you have any other questions? I am.
No. You're right. Okay.
Your friend is borderline blackout drunk with the damage I'm doing to him right now. It's good when he's a horse, though.
So strong. Okay.
I fucking love being a horse.
Do we need to do anything about the unpleasantness? About that?
I have no fucking idea how to handle that. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger in you. Good luck, I guess.
Do you think when we go to hell, our bodies will come with us?
Oh, no, the bodies stay up here, but the soul, the real you goes to hell, and however you die, that's the real you, you know?
So then after we come back, do you think we'll need to come back to the same body? Should we preserve them or hide them?
You're gonna come back from hell?
Well, like, we're gonna get PU back, yeah, so we'll, like, ride,
You just ride the school back up?
I mean, good
fucking luck! I love your brain, it's weird, though, I doubt it.
You don't think so?
I've just never seen it happen before!
You've never seen someone go from hell to this plane of reality?
Do you think every demon just sits around studying what you fucking mortals are up to? We don't mostly care about you.
But, I mean, we're your customers. You should know your demographic.
Oh, wow, that's a good point. Well, maybe I'll do my homework, but I haven't done it yet, so I still can't answer your question.
What else should we pack?
What else should you pack?
Yeah, for the trip.
You better have it on your poison, I tell you that much. You can't just, like, be... What do you mean, you pack? Pack for the trip to hell?
Yeah.
You're treating it like this is, like, a 3-day vacation you're gonna be on. You're planning to die and go to hell. That's usually the end of most people's stories.
Oh. Okay. Huh.
I mean, I don't... Sunscreen. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, sunscreen. Okay. Should we be concerned about all of the people we killed and sent to your diner?
I mean, they go to the diner, they eat the food. Hopefully, if they like the food, it's not a big problem. Well, they don't like the food, you got a big problem there, though.
Are they liking the food, or are you saying the people who, you know,
best, okay? You know, you're sending them there. I'm doing my job to make sure that's good food.
Are you serving good food?
I'm not serving rare steaks with no feta, I'll tell you that much.
So, cooked steaks with lots of feta?
Yeah, well, a steak goes well with feta.
Interesting. Good. Okay.
Okay, your friend is losing some unimportant memories right now. I would really hurry up. I mean, we're talking we're talking like an address of an acquaintance, but it's getting worse.
Okay, yeah. He doesn't.
You've been very cavalier with your friend's body.
He offered.
Okay, well, I'm just a little. I've learned a new aspect of you, and you fucking the salt circle.
Okay, I'm sorry, but also it'd be nice for you to meet them. So hopefully you meet them in hell. So meet us when we go to hell.
Yeah, okay. I'll meet you when you go to hell.
Okay.
Okay. Is that anything else?
No, I think that should be it. I think you should let him go.
Okay. Look away when I jump out of this horse. It's going to be gross. Come on!
Why? She turns around.
Time returns.
We're waiting.
Bello loses consciousness and slips beneath the waterline.
Alvy rushes over and pulls his head above the water. Bello, are you okay? Hey!
Bello, make a constitution roll.
14.
14. You are able... You start coughing up water. A little bit of water had gotten into the nostrils. You start coughing it up. You're snorting. It's coming out. You feel bile just, like, rising uncontrollably.
Oh, my God. Cordelia, how much feta did he eat while he was in there?
Cordelia turns back around. Not enough, apparently.
Bello, are you okay?
Bello, are you right?
Raw steak, more. No feta.
Albie's rubbing his stomach. It's gonna be okay. You're so brave. I'm so proud of you.
Where does Davo live?
Oh, babe.
I don't think you ever knew.
Hey, Bello, can you roll a d6 for me?
Yeah. Two.
You take 2 damage.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Do you want to get out of the water? Are you okay where you are? What do you want to do?
I want to move.
Okay, let's get up, and Albie's going to sort of help
I said
you.
I don't want to move.
You don't want to move.
I don't want to move.
Okay, okay. And she's just going to sort of, like, start gently splashing the nice water onto him.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I've got to do is be with me in my peace of mind. I'm tired of standing around looking for the what?
Stir fry!
Who I'm supposed to be. Yes, what's up?
You can come back now.
Oh, okay. I don't want to be anything other than... Yeah, I don't want to be... Bello!
Stir Fry rushes to Bello.
The fairy that was in DeBonesby's hand had been, like, trying to follow you with the chain. She's like, I can't keep up with this guy. I can't keep up. I quit. I'm gone. Goodbye.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Stir Fry rushes to Bello, sees how weak he looks, and then rushes to get that barrel of grain, raisin, Crazen, and yes, feta, and brings it to his hungry-looking face.
No, I don't want any food, Sturf.
All right. Just remember, this is good for your stomach. Simple, simple foods. And if
you can have some.
Oh, thank you. It's nice.
Do you think you feel strong enough to wild shape back?
I'll try.
Don't rush it. I just want you to be comfortable.
I'll stay horse now.
Okay, yeah. Albie just starts petting his mane. So, Cord.
Yeah.
How'd it go? Was he still mad?
No, he'd really calmed down, and he apologized, and I apologized on behalf of the group, and it seemed like he accepted it, which was really good.
It's several hours later. Our heroes are continuing on their journey through the James Woods. Bello, they're far off of the path that you would recognize, that you would have traveled many times in between the Teenage Woods and Brian Doyle Falls. The group is moving stealthily through the woods. Cordelia has already caught the entire group up with all of the information that Cheddar shared with her.
Okay, so, well, I guess it's good that we don't have to pack anything.
Oh, he's seeing glass half full, Albie.
That's just me, I guess.
Albie, if you want to dismount, I think I'm okay to transform.
Oh, okay. Albie's going to hop off and just sort of be at the ready.
Bello wild shapes back into his normal form.
It works!
Oh, how do you feel?
Oh, bad.
Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry.
I think a few organs are not where they used to be.
Does that usually happen?
Yeah, Bello, this is the feeling of like a pretty severe hangover that you've got. Your head is ringing. It is extremely unpleasant.
Albie's going to take out her canteen of water and offer him some.
Yes.
Yeah, chug the water.
Savor.
No, you're pulling me in 2 different directions.
When you're done savoring the water, perhaps you could let us know, how far are we? You've traveled this way before, yeah?
Yeah, we're about probably like a day's journey, give or take.
Oh, my.
Might be a little longer if we get turned into flies again.
Oh, me.
So, Cordelia, no leads on a return trip?
He didn't seem to have much information about anyone ever having done that. But we're gonna leave our bodies, so if we leave them somewhere nice, if we do get back, then we'll be able to get back in them or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's a first time for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's good to hear. We'll kill so many demons that they'll beg us to come back alive. They'll be like, get these. This is something I do all the time. You go into a place, and then you just sort of do your thing, and people are like, can you just do your thing outside of here? And then you just get to go back on your way. I imagine hell is like every other place I've been to.
Wow.
Disinvited.
Yes, dear friend, any luck, we might be asked to leave hell.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if we're gonna be in the school, right, so we go to Forbidden
Zone.
We
could hitch a ride on school.
We could hitch a ride on school. Like, do we have to wander that far into hell? Maybe it'll just be like an in-and-out thing? I don't know.
You must be prepared to die, Albie. Take it from a 97-year-old goblin.
Oh.
Be prepared to die.
We're a lot younger, Reddy.
Well, tough shit. Let me tell you something. The 80s were great. You were all kids. I loved it. I'm sorry you missed it, but you missed it. You don't get to enjoy it. You might as well die. Oh, love the 80s.
You talking about your 80s?
Yeah, man.
That was the same time period, isn't it? Like,
yes. Yeah, if you're 97, the 80s would have lined up exactly.
I know! I went to college and I know math.
Wait, did he give us any tips on, like, how to do it?
What?
Did he give us any tips on how to, you know, get there? You know what I mean?
You mean how to die?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't ask. That wasn't on the list. We made a list. Well, don't ask me extra questions now. I did just the list.
What you said was that the way we die is the way our souls will be in hell. But, like, does that mean, like, if I die with an axe in my head, I'm going to be walking around hell with an axe in my soul's head? Is that what that means?
Wait,
Fred?
Maybe that's the packing.
The packing? Like, I'm packing an axe?
Oh, yeah, because then you can bring a weapon.
And then you pull the axe out of your head when you get to hell.
You can't stab yourself.
And then you got a big axe.
And then you got a knife.
I know this is what we've been preparing for the entire...
I could do it with one of my weapons. To myself.
I know this is what we've been preparing for the entire time. But now that we're like a day's journey away from the teenage woods, I'm starting to really realize what this means. My hand's already a skeleton, and I already cracked my antler off my head, and I'm, like, just not... I don't know how much farther I feel ready to go.
Albie, I'll suffocate you.
Jesus.
I'll do you a favor and suffocate you.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Derv.
No problem. I can suffocate all of you.
No, thank you.
Then you'll be blue like me.
Aw.
Oh, wait, no, the bird woman's gonna kill you.
Does that mean I'll be wandering around hell with an axe in my head? Huh? Or the bird lady? The seagull lady? Is her... the sword, the rapier? Is that going to be in my head?
Albie.
Fred?
Albie, don't worry. I will suffocate you.
But Ari promised the seagull woman that she could kill me.
I'll let her take your lifeless, breathless form after I suffocate you.
Well, I just... Thank you. I feel so popular now.
I like saying suffocate.
I'm really trying to stick the landing on natural causes. I'm so close. I'm really teetering up to the edge. I can feel it.
I want that for you, dude.
Thank you. Also, Brian Fuck did promise that I would die within a year after accepting these goblin bones. So maybe it'll be that, you know.
I'm just glad, like, if it's with anyone, it's with you guys, you know? I never really had a family.
Oh,
but wait, Bella, what? You have a nice family.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, wow, that was a little fog.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah, the whole guy, the Gimona. Yeah, my family.
Yeah, your dad, your sister.
Dom Bellow's back.
Close one.
What, excuse me?
I said Dom Bellow's back.
What the hell does that mean?
You've gotten a lot smarter since we've met each other.
Wow, stir fry.
He has.
Yeah, you've gotten a lot less, like, evil. Less.
Aw.
No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
No, goodbye.
Hey, wait. Do you think Kevin is still in the teenage woods?
And as you ask that, smell the coconut fresh scent of sunscreen. And hear the gentle buzz of flies. You see in front of you, nestled away in the woods, a small village. Children chase each other with reclaimed weapons and pieces of chainmail armor. One kid has a chest piece with a familiar emblem of a paladin son wearing sunglasses.
Oh no. Who gonna tell him?
Do you think this is the Spohn family?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, might be Squirtle Spohn.
A human man approaches you. Says, hello! My name is Agrarian Pimp. Welcome to the town of Manassas, Virginia. I am not the town greeter.
Who are you?
I'm Agrarian Pimp.
I thought I made that extremely clear.
No, sorry. Just the sentence structure kind of threw me. I'm kind of hungover.
Oh, of course. That's okay. It's completely fine to drink to excess. In fact, it's one of life's simple pleasures.
Is there a town greeter we should meet?
Well, there is a town greeter, but you should not meet them. Their name is Showstream Littles. And he points to another human man who looks at you and pointedly turns away and crosses his arms.
Oh.
He doesn't want to greet us?
Well, he is the town greeter.
But he doesn't want to?
I see what's happening here. You simple fools.
Why won't you make eye contact with me?
What? And he looks over at you and says, there, now I'm making eye contact at you.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bello.
Hello. My name is Agrarian Pimp, and I am not the town greeter.
Is this a riddle?
What? No, this is not a riddle. I'm welcoming you to the town of Manassas, Virginia. I don't understand what's so complicated about this.
Do you have a job?
I do have a job. Yes, I am the town tailor, but I am not at work right now. None of us are.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can. You can ask me any question in the world, as long as you don't mind if I don't know the answer. There are many questions to which I do not know the answer. I am a simple, humble man. I called you foolish earlier, but I myself am foolish as well. I never went to school.
I don't mind. There are many things I don't know the answer to.
Well, that makes many of us. There are idiots worldwide.
Here's my question. Does a family named Spone live here?
No, but it's so funny that you say the last name Spone. There was an incredible man here very recently, a teacher of sorts. His name was War Turtle Spone. And he taught us all about vacations. He taught the entire town of Manassas, Virginia, how to go on vacations before he was mysteriously beheaded. And we didn't learn about the end of vacation, so we just had to assume that they go on forever. Come now, let me introduce you to everyone here in the town of Manassas, Virginia. There is our farm, which of course has grown fallow, because the farmer is on vacation. Oh, we're so hungry.
This is actually a relief.
Yes, of course, I overheard you. My ears are big, and so I am good at hearing. So I heard you quite well.
I actually bring you good news.
Oh, good. You love good news? I love good news. Why wouldn't I? I'm normal.
War Turtle Spone was my brother in the faith.
Brother in the faith? Why, you must be a fellow paladin of vacationism, all in good time. You need to meet the town mayor, Torpil Jeans Filth. And he brings you into a very small, small wooden home in the town. He says, Torpil Jeans Filth, the town's mayor. We have people who would like to meet you here. Don't worry, he's not on duty. That's why he's in the smallest home in town. Traditionally, our mayor sit and live in
the largest, right?
Oh, I see you're familiar with mayors.
Yeah.
Have you met a mayor before?
Yeah.
Me too. His name was and is Torpil Jeans Filth. And now to open the tiny door of his wretched little home. Well, it's not his home, but he's staying there now.
Who'd he kick out?
What?
Who'd he kick out?
Why, he kicked out Sadie Segawolf, the town's pauper.
And now they're on vacation in the biggest home?
Yes, yes. They're quite more enjoying their vacation than Torpil Jeans Filth, the town's mayor, is. Have I made this town's deal clear?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yes. Perhaps I am no fool at all.
Yeah, maybe.
I was wrong to count myself among the world's brotherhood of idiots.
Do you have a wife?
Yes, I do. She is beautiful, which is good that I think that.
Is her name Mrs. Pimp?
No! It's Sadie Segawolf! We did not take each other's names! It's a small town, you see.
Wait, your wife is the town pauper?
Yes, she is.
Does that mean that you also live in the mayor's house?
As of now, I do, yes. But I am not the town greeter.
Right.
You're the tailor.
Yes, yes. Would you like to meet my son, Waterloo? He's the main child of town.
Right now, I think we'd like to meet the mayor.
Oh, of course. And now to open the door, revealing the... Oh, he's fast asleep. Close the door.
Oh.
Wait, so what is your son
Sorry, what is... What
Waterloo,
is,
the main child.
Right,
town.
What is Waterloo? So is Waterloo...
He's the one that received the paladin armor with the big sun with sunglasses.
I know, I'm just trying to figure out, so if he's on vacation, does that mean he's the non-main adult of town?
You sound like an idiot! You can't go on vacation from being a child!
Albie, he's just not at school.
What are you, me from several minutes ago? I am of average intelligence, so I wouldn't make a mistake like that. It's okay if you're a fool. I thought myself that I was a fool. Yes, you had a question.
I would simply love to meet anyone else. Perhaps Sadie?
Of course.
Beautiful wife?
Sadie Segalwolf is my wife. Beautiful to me, although I warn you, not everyone feels that way.
That's how people go.
Oh, I hope no one introduces me like that ever.
Oh, have you a husband?
No.
Then I wouldn't worry.
Okay.
Shouldn't be a problem. I see now that you are among the Brotherhood of Fools.
Okay.
And I do not judge you. And now to walk into my home, the biggest home in town, which unfortunately is only slightly larger than the home where Torpilgene's filth was sleeping. You see, we're a poor community.
Oh.
And now to open my door. There she is. Give waves, Sadie Segalwolf. And a beautiful woman, he was right. She waves at you. She says, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
You look lovely.
Ah, thank you so much. I am lovely, I feel.
Sadie, come hang out with us.
I would love to. She begins walking forward towards you. Eventlessly, she makes it.
We saw the whole thing.
Somehow, this is a town of NPCs.
You open a door, there's a guy just like walking towards a house. He's at the wall, he just continues to walk.
Is the only way to escape to have one of them give us the quest to
keep going? Yeah, I must tell you, I am a cleric of vacationism, and I bring important news for all followers of vacationism.
Really?
Yes.
I'm Sadie now speaking to you.
Yeah,
you?
Of course.
Well, my husband and I sound exactly alike. It's what we bonded over.
That's nice.
Cupid's arrow fires in strange ways.
Yes, it does. You better believe we made a big joke of it at our vows. We had fun. We had a fun wedding.
Aww.
You have to. It's a celebration.
Yes, of course. One person died at the wedding.
Oh.
Good.
Yes, it was the town villain.
Oh, wow.
But they're back alive now that we're all on vacation.
But they're probably on vacation.
Wait a minute.
Doing heroics.
Just a little joke.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you have a question for me, Sadie Segalwolf?
I was actually a very high cleric in vacationism.
I find that very difficult to believe. Your manner is very different indeed from War Turtle Spone. He implied that his way of being a vacationism paladin was the true way, and yet your way seems so different.
Well, that is for great scholars to debate, but I...
She puts a hand out and touches your hand. Syrah, have you lost faith?
I have not lost faith, Sadie Segalwolf. Faith has been torn from me.
I am so sorry to hear that. It is so unpleasant when faith is torn from you.
I have encountered our god, Danny Timeshare, on many occasions.
What?
And on the last occasion of our meeting, I discovered that he had betrayed me.
Betrayed by a god?
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Incredible.
He forsook me.
Forsook you? That's one of the things you don't want a god to do. Bless you, sure, but forsook?
I believed I had received his favor, but he only lended me his power because he was guilty for dooming my family.
Okay.
You've heard of the town Brian Doyle Falls?
Of course I've heard of the town Brian Doyle Falls. Why, War Turtle Spone mentioned that town to me. It's Sadie Segalwolf.
Its destruction, I'm afraid, was caused by Danny Timeshare.
What do you mean? Wait, you're saying vacationism can destroy a town? But here it had blessed us.
It can no longer.
But no, but it had
I'm getting there. I'm getting there, Sadie Segalwolf.
We're resting. We're enjoying our vacation. We're resting constantly. Sure, we're starving, but we're having a wonderful time vacationing constantly
to no end. And if that is your choice, you may continue to do so, but it is not by the grace of a god, for Danny Timeshare is dead.
What? And she drops the enormous ceramic pot she had been holding.
Oh, Sadie!
No!
I'll get it.
Leave it.
Oh.
Leave it in shards. Let it stand as a testament to my shock. I am completely surprised. She looks at all of you. Sirs, madams, I am 100% surprised.
Well, it's true. Though you guys don't have to be on vacation anymore.
Though you may choose to.
Prove it. Prove it to me. Prove to me that the god is dead.
Pray to him.
Of course I will. She falls to her knees.
No, the shards!
Ow, ow, ooh, ow! Oh no, my knees! Oh no! Oh, the skin! It's oh no! It's breaking! Oh no, blood!
Sadie, get up!
Blood is escaping from my...
He pulls Sadie up.
Quiet, you! Blood is escaping from my knee! Oh wait, that was a good idea! Yes, keep helping me, please!
Yeah, yeah.
Up I go!
And Bello casts Cure Wounds on her as he pulls her up.
My knees, they're healing. They're healing. Do you see that? Do you see that, agrarian pimp? Agrarian pimp nods and says, it is good that my wife is healing.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
Well.
Well, I'm happy that it's happening.
I was afraid you were
about
to say. Are
you trying to move in on my marriage?
No, I was afraid you were about to say, like, oh, Danny Timeshare must be doing it, and no, it's me.
No, Danny Timeshare doesn't have healing properties. He has vacation properties. Do you take me for a fool?
Sometimes
I am
people
not a
heal
fool.
On vacation.
Not here, though. Mm. Not here, they don't.
But see, this is the thing. This is the flaw, for you see, one of the most fundamental parts of vacation, and one of the most fundamental parts of vacationism, is that in time they must end.
Bello, as you speak, Waterloo runs up to his parents, and they stand looking at you with Waterloo. They each have a hand on Waterloo's shoulder. They're nodding solemnly. Make your case.
For one cannot appropriately value a vacation. If they cannot anticipate, if they cannot want it. Do you understand?
You have to want a vacation to appreciate a vacation. This makes perfect sense to us. We wanted the vacation, and now we're on the eternal vacation. And so we say our goodbyes to you. Thank you so much for visiting the town of Manassas, Virginia.
You're welcome.
They stand completely motionlessly.
Huh.
Bello, your time preaching this way of life is over, surely?
Tell them that it's not a vacation if they're not coming back from it.
I thought I just did.
You
know,
it's not a vacation if you're not coming back from it.
That's an incredible way to put it. Why, we hadn't considered that before. Even when your friend whispered it, it just didn't work for us. But when you say it now...
I can tell you don't like me. That's fine.
No, it's not that we don't like you. In fact, we like you quite a bit. And Sadie Segawolf, she says, why... You remind me quite a bit of my husband. You seem to have similar levels of intelligence, unless he very recently jumped up from a fool to an average intelligence man. Did this happen?
Thank you.
Speak honestly to me now. Did this happen?
I lost track.
Oh, I'm, of course.
Yeah.
Someone else in the group. Did this happen?
He seemed to believe so, yes.
Yes, he believes.
I am very happy to hear that my husband is of average intelligence. She puts a hand on your shoulder sincerely, Albie, and says, and I am so sorry that he has left you behind at the dust.
That's okay.
If it's any consolation, our son Waterloo is very foolish. We're not sure why. We think it's because he's a child.
Yeah, maybe I'll grow out of it.
We are hoping the same will happen with Waterloo.
Hi, Waterloo.
Waterloo looks up at you and says, I'm the main child of town. I have the same voice as my parents. Why wouldn't I?
Why wouldn't you?
Wow, these people really could use a vacation from their vacation.
Yeah.
They look at you and say, there's something there. What? What does that mean?
Well, sometimes, you know, when you're on vacation, I've noticed that it takes so much work just to push forward in that time. It gets so stressful to see the things you want to do, to get yourself into position to relax the way you feel like you ought to be relaxing. By the time you're done, you're more stressed than when you started. Sometimes you need a vacation from your vacation.
You mean that the vacation should end?
Yes.
Yes.
Because it itself becomes stressful. In fact, it becomes work.
They look at Bello. Is this true?
There's a point at which you vacation so much that you actually leave the faith and become subject to the god of slackers.
The god of slackers?
Yes.
We didn't know there was such a god.
Mm.
Here, we've been worshipping incorrectly. We were worshipping a dead god, and now we're worshipping the wrong god? They look at you, Albie, and they say, perhaps we had more in common than we thought.
Yeah, maybe I'm doing the same thing.
No, don't be so hard on yourself. The self-awareness, the spark of self-awareness in you, it is you who has left us in the dust.
It does not matter if you continue to worship a dead god. After all...
It doesn't?
Danny never made a promise of an afterlife.
Alvi wanders away. She feels crazy.
But know that if you continue to do so, you are doing it incorrectly by not ending your vacation.
All right. All right, we accept this. Thank you incredibly much.
Incredibly no problem.
Of course. Well, this has been an incredible conversation. Thank you so much. It's strange. We've been getting so many visitors to the town. So many visitors.
Oh?
Yes.
Such as?
Oh, of course. You want me to tell you the visitors that we get. Yes, I understand now. And as such, I will tell you the visitors. But rather than tell you, I'll show you. Right this way, right this way. And they lead you out of their very large, small house. There's a tent set up. They lead you into the center of town. And you see, hidden away behind a large tree, you see a tent. They say, right this way, right this way. I warn you now, before you meet this person, she seems quite shaken by her journey. Please be sensitive. I have no reason to believe that you wouldn't be. You are my favorite people that have ever visited this town. I love you all so much. I love you. But this person, please, please be gentle with her.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sadie leads you to this tent and opens the tent. Inside of the tent, you see an enormous, well-muscled woman. She looks a little older, and you would recognize her instantly as Moira Thousand. They all say, I take it from your gasp that you're afraid of her. You have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear from this woman. She seems extremely shaken, and all she's been able to do is say her name.
What is it?
Moira 2000.
Oh.
Moira looks up at you. She has, it's Moira. It's Moira 2000. She has a blanket around her shoulders. Her hands are trembling. She's clutching a very small cup of coffee. Her hands are trembling. She looks up at you with recognition. She says, Moira 2000.
Hey.
Moira 2000.
Hey.
She shies away from your touch. As you step forward to her, she flinches.
Albie. Puts her hands up.
Moira 2000. She sees your hands and she puts her hand up. She puts a finger into the dirt and she traces the shape of a heart.
I don't understand.
She looks around. She looks around. This well-vacationed town, there's sunblock everywhere. She looks around on the ground and she picks up some blue sunblock. She squirts blue sunscreen all over the heart.
Me?
Moira 2000.
The Pepsi Brothers?
She points at the blue heart that she's drawn on the ground.
Albie points to Bello. Bello?
She points again at the heart. Moira 2000. She shakes her head. She takes a sip of coffee.
Moira, did you meet Mother?
Oh my gosh, I thought she was talking about Bello being my boyfriend.
Hey. Take a break.
Yay! Yay!
Yes, I'm in love with a blue man.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You're ushered out of the tent by Agrarian Pimp. I'm very sorry. That was extremely traumatic for her. And so I'm sorry to her and not to you.
Well, we're actually old friends.
Yeah, wait, and we need information. That was somebody that we thought was dead.
Well, no. She's very much alive.
No.
If you can call that living.
No, what she was communicating to us.
Oh. That there's a heart on the ground?
Yeah.
Where did you find her?
Well, she found us. You see, the town is not mobile. And so she wandered into the town. Many people have been moving this direction. They've been moving eastward.
Why is that?
Well, we don't know. This is the only person who's stopped in the town, and she's completely nonverbal. Well, not completely nonverbal. She can say her name, Moira 2000.
So you haven't seen anyone else from the Soaking Valley?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're from the Soaking Valley or not. When I see somebody, I just see them as they are, not as they used to be. For example, when I look in the mirror, I see a man of average intelligence. Mm.
Did you see a man who was a frog who seemed like he was a big deal?
A man who was a frog who seems like he was a big deal?
Uh-huh.
No, I can't say that. I did see a normal frog on the ground. One of the most boring events of my life.
No signs of Scrumfabulous, then.
No, nobody by that name has passed through this town.
What about a rat in a diaper?
No rats in diapers, but normal-sized rats have moved through the woods. One of the second most boring events of my life.
I mean a big-sized rat.
A big-sized rat?
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
Sadie.
Yes, I'm Sadie now.
What?
Sadie steps forward. You're speaking to Sadie.
What did the people look like? What sort of emotional state were they in when they were moving east?
Oh, distress.
What did they say? Anything?
People are just moving through. We are a small town that is on vacation. We're not asking them questions. But people, some of them have their belongings over their shoulders. Some of them are in great distress. Some of them are hurrying.
Do they look like they were in a fight? Were they bleeding? And
yes, that's funny that you should mention that. Well, not funny. That's sad that you should mention that.
I know this is a lot, but I do think we need to go back into that tent, Sadie.
Okay. You have my permission to go back into the tent.
Thank you.
And so I will step aside. One step. Two step. That's all that it took.
Thank you.
A third step, just for good luck.
Bello re-enters the tent.
You enter the tent and Moira looks up at you.
It's okay. It's okay. Bello runs a hand through his hair.
She's not into you.
Cordelia steps up and sees if the coffee's warm.
Yes.
Is it warm?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure she didn't have cold coffee.
It's very decent of you.
Great.
Her coffee's okay.
Should I do magic? I can do charm. I never do it, but I can do it.
I can, well...
Well, wait, do we want to charm her? I don't think that's the issue. I don't want to subject her to, mind stuff.
She points to the heart on the ground. She points to all of you guys.
Did Mother destroy the bar?
Moira 2000. She retreats inside of herself.
Did Mother, consume Moira 2000?
I thought we destroyed Mother.
That's what I thought.
New Mother. I don't know. I'm just...
LB gestures for them to exit the tent, and she just sort of, waves at Moira.
And as you go over to the lip of the tent, it's no longer a tent at all. In fact, Moira disappears. Oh. Everything goes completely dark. You hear a click. The entire world goes dark.
Oh, God damn it, Mother got us.
Fuck.
The lights turn on. You're not in the tent anymore. In fact, you're in a very familiar location. You're in a classroom. You're in Polaris University. You're all sitting at desks. You're the only people in the classroom.
Oh, I feel sick.
This fucking sucks. When I was in Polaris, I skipped class all the time.
Yeah. Load game, Mother.
Nothing happens.
All right, well, sometimes confidence gets you everywhere. Sometimes it doesn't.
Are there books or anything around?
The door swings open, and a floating fetal baby bird moves into the room, wearing a tweed jacket with elbow patches. The baby bird looks at you and says,
Hello!
Picks up a piece of chalk and writes its name. on the chalkboard.
My name is Peebus. I think we've met.
Hi, Peebus.
Hi, Peebus.
Hello. I'll be your substitute for today. I have to do one final favor and then I'm finally free.
Okay.
Who are you subbing for?
Who do you fucking think I'm subbing for? Who do you think I've been doing favors for this entire time? Lexicon Matters. Are we all clear?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now I've got to show you a little video.
And Peebus floats out of the room. Peebus returns with strange alien technology. A large television screen belted to a four-wheeled cart.
What?
Peebus pushes the cart in and says,
pay attention to the screen. There's going to be a test on this.
Screen.
Like a bad mirror.
Some sort of scrying device.
Big boxy.
Yeah, eyes on here.
Okay.
Don't tell me what to do. Just watch this, and then I'm finally free.
Yes, Peebus.
Peebus
Zenith.
Jesus. Peebus looks at you and tosses you a sticker that says, good job. There's a little worm with like a teacher's cap on it.
Bello shows it to Albie.
Albie's like grimacing and nodding.
All of the lights turn out and the screen illuminates. With static. White noise comes from the screen. And then, images dancing in front of you. Colors forming pictures. These aren't paintings. They're moving. And sound, strange, distorted sound is it's coming from the screen. An advertisement plays saturated shots of Polaris University. You can see demons of all different sizes and races opening books and walking across the campus with their backpacks slung over one shoulder. They wave to each other. A fresh-faced demon with compact eyes and a proboscis shaped like genitals smiles at the camera.
I used to not even know what a college was, but Polaris University changed all that. With a flexibly paced learning environment, I'm on my way to a major in business management with a minor in communications.
Two demons in lab coats pretend to use beakers and lab equipment. They turn to face the camera, revealing themselves as one two-headed demon.
Polaris University offers convenient learning to fit my active lifestyle.
A shadow demon with a tail of nine swords and eyes that burn like a cattle prod smiles as it tosses a frisbee off screen.
I used to think that my fate to eat the dreams of children and shit nightmares into their brains was set in stone. But Polaris University is giving me the tools to chart my own course for the future. Now I'm majoring in theater.
A demon wearing an inverted crown of solid black flame and a hoodie sits at a desk before turning to face the camera.
I thought I'd have to start my educational journey over as a freshman, but it turns out that Polaris University was able to work with me and apply my 10,000-year curse as the specter haunting all of the North to partial credit. Now I'm a sophomore.
You see the dean's office, where Bello spent countless hours. The dean's enormous leather chair faces away from the camera, before slowly turning around to reveal an unfamiliar human man with impossibly long limbs that move like overcooked spaghetti or a rubber hose. He smiles widely.
I'm Lexicon Matters, founder and current dean of Polaris University. In life, I had a dream to create an unforgettable learning experience. And at long last, that dream can finally continue. But I'm not just the school's founder.
And he pulls an apple from off screen and polishes it on his shirt.
I'm also a student.
He takes a bite of the apple and smiles.
It's no daughter, but it'll do.
The Polaris University school crest of a daughter's skull on a plate appears on the screen.
Polaris University, an unforgettable learning experience.
White noise, static. The TV turns off.
Not my dean.
The lights in the room return. Peebus looks at you and says,
did you get all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Did you hear that?
And at that, Peebus disappears, the screen shatters, and the entire classroom shatters around you into a million tiny shards, floating around in the darkness. It disappears. You're back in the tent with more than 1,000.
Oh.
10,000 years, and there's just a sophomore.
Sturf, it's okay.
10,000 years, and he's just
a sophomore. Let's just
That's
take it.
That's not the school we went to.
Let's take it outside. Let's not stress Moira more.
Moira is shaking and shaking. She looks around. Moira 2000.
Sorry, Moira. We're getting out of here.
Moira, why did you kill 1,000 more people?
She looks up at you, and for the first time, she smiles and she nods. She begins shaking again, and she looks back down at her coffee.
I think she just likes it.
Bello's just gonna try and help her a little, and he's gonna cast Healing Word.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna look at her and he's gonna say, "Bar."
She closes her eyes as she hears that. She looks down at her coffee. She takes a deep breath. She breathes it in. She smells the beans. Breathes out. She begins shaking again and shaking again. She looks down at her coffee.
I did my best.
Not yet. We haven't. We've yet to go to the Soaking Valley.
Find out why those people flee.
You're proposing a pit stop?
I'm proposing it's on the way anyway.
All right.
Albie just sort of bows apologetically to Moira and exits the tent.
Listen, I think there's no convincing, like, the people of Manassas, Virginia to change what they're doing, so we might as well see what's happening in the Soaking Valley.
Yeah, I think our time here is finished.
But Cordelia, I mean...
What?
You remember.
Well, I don't know. What?
Like, Cordelia, if you don't want to go back, I mean, I know you did, like, kill all those cops, and that sort of got us on the radar of the witch hunters and led us to Virginia and, you know, caused, you know, basically, like, us being in the Soaking Valley, you know, indirectly led to the destruction of Rulzhaven, et cetera, et cetera.
Whoa.
Well, I don't think I've got a choice. We've got somewhere to go.
And we've killed Virginia. You killed Virginia. And we, Cordelia, you and I.
Yes.
We killed the cops. So what's the problem?
All right, I guess we're going to Soaking Valley.
We might be walking into a ghost town anyway if everyone else was moving out.
I don't know. I'm extremely worried about why Mother is relevant.
Wait, before we go, Striffer gets on his knees, takes out his backpack, reaches in, and pulls out a substance wrapped in a giant leaf. He places it in front of Moira 2000s and unwraps it, revealing a block of feta. Next to the feta, he throws some everything bagel crackers and takes some extra honey from Bello's body and sprinkles it on top of the feta. He takes out his knife and cuts little rectangles of the feta, just the size of the crackers, and he pushes it in front of Moira 2000.
She reaches out for it with a shaking hand. She picks it up. She looks at it. She nods at you, thankfully. She begins to eat around the feta.
Fuck it, let's go.
I told you, not everyone likes that stuff.
I don't get that because it's fantastic.
Can I tell you Cheddar loves it?
Cheddar like feta?
Cheddar like feta.
Cordelia.
We cut a few minutes forward.
Oh, Agrarian, goodbye, we're leaving.
My name is Agrarian Pimp.
Yeah,
but I have no time to say goodbye to you. I wish that I did. I need to go back to my job as a tailor.
Oh.
Bello looks at him, and he nods.
You see, my shirt had been broken.
Yeah.
I need to fix my broken shirt.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's been broken nearly in half. And who but me, the town tailor, to fix it?
But I'm sure you're looking forward to your next vacation, and Bello winks.
Bello, what are you doing?
Oh,
should I take another permanent vacation?
At a later date.
Oh, a later date. What's the date?
When you retire.
When I retire?
Uh-huh.
When am I retiring?
I don't know. It's up to you.
It's up to me?
And
take a couple of years.
We gotta go.
I'll retire at the age of 64.
Goodbye.
I'm 63.
Okay, so while you were reading, I actually read ahead. I found out how the show ends. They stick the landing. Ooh, what a relief. So, that was Ali Fisher as Cordelia, Carly Manardo as Albie, Christopher Hastings as Frederick de Bonesby,
Joe Lepore as Bello, Tim Platt as Stir Fry, and Branson Reese as everything and everyone else. Fuck yeah, that guy. Root Tales of Magic is produced and designed by Taylor Moore at Fortunate Horse and by Pocket of Milk, with additional sound design from the one, the only, Michael Gelfie. And let's make some noise wherever you are. Start a ruckus for Tyler Button and Sydney and Benjamin Paul. See you in 2 weeks, unless something bad happens to one of the two of us. It could happen.
What a downer to end the episode on. Oh, no!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.